I am going to introduce Ellie Leibovitz, the comedian, the internationally known comedian, to you, my precious audience. But first, let me go through some of the concert tour, or I should say comic tour, that he'll be on starting next week. Ironically, we'll be in Israel at the same time. How do you like that? He, for those of you in Yerushalayim, for those of you who are listeners who are in Jerusalem or know of people who will be in Jerusalem for the end of year or for Hanukkah, on December the 24th, he will be at the Pelech School Auditorium. Again, that's December 24th, ellecomedy.com/JLEM. The tour goes as follows. Carmei Gat, oh, I got to ask him about that. Carmei Gat on December 19th. Beit Shemesh sold out on December the 21st. Nary a ticket remaining for that show. Wow. Modi'in, December the 22nd. And Chashmonaim, December the 22nd. Efrat, the Dagon area of Efrat, the Dagon neighborhood, on December the 23rd. And as we said, the featured show is in Yerushalayim, the Pelech School on Yehuda Street, Rehov Yehuda and Baca, starting at 8 o'clock p.m. on December the 24th. If you would like information about this tour, go to ellecomedy.com/Israel. ellecomedy.com/Israel. A portion of proceeds for some of these events go to United Hatzalah. Ellie Leibovitz, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Hey, thanks to be back. It's good to be back.
I appreciate that. So are we on the same flight, I wonder?
If you see a bunch of a man struggling with three young children.
You're taking everybody?
It's a family trip that I'm going for a wedding.
Wow.
On 26th, and then I'm like, all right, I got to do some shows.
See, already you and I could do this whole routine because I have been struggling, since mine is also a family trip, I've been struggling with how much work I will be doing and have to do there. And I'm sure you've gone through the same process.
Well, just every inquiry I've been getting is the amount of emails I've gotten. Are you available December 28th? Are you available December 26th? Are you available December 29th? And every time I kind of begrudgingly tell my wife, it's a good thing I'm doing these shows so that I'm not feeling bad about all these Hanukkah gigs I'm turning down in New York and New Jersey. United
States. Interesting. Yeah, we actually had a little get-together, my wife and I, this past Saturday night, trying to take a list, which I could show you, of everything we're trying to do in Israel, and much of it is being replaced by my shows and appearances. So it's not easy.
I hear you. I mean,
Mr. Leibovitz,
how long are you going for?
We'll be there 9 nights.
Right. So we're going for 2 weeks, right, which is
almost comparable.
Yeah, I'm also going with my wife's family, right, which will give me a whole new hour of material.
Right.
So I very much, I'm doing from the 19th to the 24th, and then I'm like, all right, the wedding's on the 26th, and then all the things.
Then you're a family man.
And then I'm like, I mean, I'm a family man before that. It's like during the days, I don't really have I'm just like frantically checking my email, dopamine rush, but like, you know,
I just have this, this falsehood of an impression. And this has happened, by the way, a million times in the last 40 years that I'm going to go to Israel, especially with family and, really have time to relax and time to, to just calm down. I'll never forget. In the trip that we did in I think it was the winter of 2014. I think it was the end of 2014, the end of 2013. We did a trip to Israel with my staff. And I said, you know what? You guys can go home before Shabbos or Saturday night. I am staying on Sunday just to have a day to shop and to go around, see family and friends, just because I had not set aside a day like that in so long. Well, that Erev Shabbos, 2 feet of snow in Jerusalem, and you could not move on Sunday anywhere. It was a miracle I got to the airport Sunday night. So,
well, also Israel,
the best laid plans.
Well, also, I mean, 2 feet of snow is a lot, but Israel also somehow can handle 181 missiles from Iran, but 2 inches of snow, they're like, we need help.
Well, two funny stories from that whole thing. As the snow was falling Erev Shabbos and my family came to rescue me on Shabbos, to get to their house, which was a treacherous walk. It was somewhere between a foot and 2 feet. I don't remember exactly how many inches or centimeters it was. But the funniest thing is at the hotel, the workers are not sure how to clear snow from the front so people could walk in and out. So they take a garden hose and start spraying it. And I say to them, guys, do you know what's about to happen to the water that you're spraying?
I feel like the same way you need like a Jew on staff for certain things.
Correct.
You need like a Chicagoan
and then,
on staff.
On Sunday, I'm walking on the street and there's somebody desperately trying to get their snow out of a parking space, at the car out of a parking space. And they have no idea. I said, get out of the car. I've done this a million times. And let me get, and sure enough, I was able to, you know, to navigate it out.
Well, and by the way, being from Chicago, do you know this thing that they do that when you shovel out a parking spot, they put chairs in the spot to save the spot, as if that would ever work for a minute in New York.
In New York, you'd be shot.
In New York. So here's the thing. It's like a code of, like an honor code. At least, I don't know if it's other places, but Chicago for sure. If you shovel it out and you put your chairs or something there, and it, everyone's like, wow, oh, a parking spot and two chairs. Wow, amazing. I'm just imagining what they would do in Israel.
You know what drives me nuts sometimes here? Sometimes, I don't know if you've ever been on West Englewood Avenue in the middle of the night.
Not really.
But people who have outdoor dining leave the chairs and tables outside. And I'm saying to myself, if this was Lower Manhattan, those things would be lifted so quickly.
Well,
and they'd be gone.
Well, they know that Teaneck nightlife ends at 7:30.
Yeah, so. but why isn't someone coming in the middle of the night and taking brand new lawn furniture? I'll never understand that. Or by putting an idea in someone's head.
I was going to say, not everyone's thinking so Jewishly.
Not, believe me, it's not a Jewish thing.
No, I know, I'm kidding. But I'm saying in terms of like, oh man, that's a good...
I'm just saying if you leave something out of Manhattan, someone's going to take it.
Yes.
Here, that doesn't seem to be the case. Okay. Ellie Leibowitz is here. What about when you get on the plane? Because usually within a half hour of getting on the plane, I have some good comedy already, and I'm not even a comedian.
Oh my gosh, there is, well also like, it's ironic that like, we have to fly LL because there's no other choice.
Right.
Which LL has been doing amazing work, don't get me wrong, but there is something ironic that all these years we've been making jokes about LL and LL's like, ha, you want to go to Israel? That was a few thousand dollars.
Well, if you want to go direct, yeah. I've noticed more and more how people are adjusting to stopping in Europe and they're just accepting it and that's the end of it.
Right, I guess it's like Alitalia, it's easier to...
Yeah, or any of those airlines, you know, and you'll eventually get to Israel, but, you know, you got to wait 4 or 5 hours in some European city. A lot of people have, in all seriousness now, a lot of people I've noticed have just mentally adjusted to it. I have no choice, so I'm going to keep going. I got to stop, and I stop, and that's the end of it. Some stay overnight in a hotel in Europe.
Right, but when you're I'm traveling with three kids under
you
seven,
wanna go directly,
it's a little bit like...
Hey,
I'm already dreading this.
Hey, I'm traveling with no kids, and trust me, I want to get there, you know, without any stops.
But I expect to do at least a couple minchas and marivs on the plane.
You do a couple?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get asked at least a few times.
You do an Ashkenaz and a Sfar.
A few times. I think you need a card almost that said, I already davened, and please don't.
But I am willing to participate if you need a 10th.
Just need a 10th.
That goes on in all the minion groups. I've already davened mincha, but if you need me to stand there, I'll come over.
I think I don't really understand how they know when to daven.
Oh, there's a whole system. Are you kidding me?
The whole system.
Yeah, like a whole calculation.
Look at the time. They said, all right, we're over.
Yeah, they know.
London right now.
They know exactly how many hours and minutes after takeoff they could already daven chakras. Oh, that's old hat already. I mean, that was a big deal 10 years ago now.
I would love it if you could do mincha, marav, and chakras right on
you,
one.
You almost can.
Really?
Well, I wouldn't say really I think almost. You almost can. Not that you can, but you almost can.
I imagine an LL stewardess, her idea of like Mashiach coming is she sees like a ultra orthodox man sitting next to a woman, and she says, do you need to switch seats? And he's like, no, I'm fine.
That's
she's like, oh, thank God.
That's an Oshia.
But do they still do that whole, you know?
Well, Michigan's? How long has it been since you've been on an LL plane? This will be the first time in how long?
I went in 2022.
Oh, it has been a while.
But I don't remember if I flew LL. I think I did.
Oh, so this has been a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the first post-start of war trip to Israel for you.
Yes. Well, it was also hard enough to get there.
No, I get it. This is not a...
We were supposed to go in September.
This is not a criticism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm observing
that
you're going to get to Israel,
yeah,
and you likely will come back and say, Nahum, I must tell you, there's a different atmosphere in Israel than what I remember from before the war. I have a feeling. Now, I know you're doing comedy, but you're going to be meeting a lot of people, many of whom are in very difficult situations.
Yeah.
And even through, and believe me, I'm not criticizing the comedy. It's a, it's a great outlet for everybody. But I would bet that you're going to meet a lot of people in those 2 weeks, and you'll say to yourself, wow, this is a different country than it was before the war.
For sure. And by the way, I want to have a promo code for their soldiers. If they message me on my website, I can send a promo code for either recently active soldiers or active soldiers for heavily discounted. I can't give it for free because otherwise I can't pay tuition. But
no, I understand that. But if someone is a reservist, you want to hear from them.
Yeah. So they could reach out to me and give a promo code. And I imagine it's a very different environment than
I think so. I mean, I'm curious now when you get back what you're going to say. I'm curious.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking to myself how hard it is just here, like with myself in the morning, getting here by the wee hours of the morning, which you're like, I've been up for 9 hours already. But like,
this is lunchtime. Man.
I know, but like me getting up here, and then I'm just like, it's so hard in the morning, and I don't even have to deal with rockets. Like, that's got to be, and I don't mean that like tongue in cheek, but it's probably so hard. So.
Well, you're probably used to getting home from gigs like midnight or later.
Yeah, it depends on the traffic. Randomly, for some reason, in the five town, getting back from the five towns takes like 2 hours
forever.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it could be any time of day or night, right?
I think of the Elaine Benes Seinfeld of like the Rockaway. Right. I was on Rockaway Boulevard.
Right. That's the new Van Wyck, right?
Yeah.
All right, Ellie Leibovitz in Yerushalayim on December the 24th. Carmay Gott. Now tell me, were you surprised to hear that there's a major Anglo community there or not?
I heard that's the place.
That's the hot place.
That's the, you know, I think after people, I think in, or before like young, before they get married or right in early marriage, they get in like Kibbutz Shmuel, I think,
right.
From what I understand. And then Carmay Gott is the place where people, you know, have started buying. So I know a lot of people there. And some of these are just like, I'm like, know people. And some people are like, why aren't you in Renana? And I'm like, I tried. Renana, I didn't know, Tel Aviv, I know, has a big Orthodox or observing community.
Right.
And like, I don't know. I like, so next time I'm there, I got to do Renana, probably Netanya and like Tel Aviv.
Well, what did you do? You just, how did you let people know you were coming to Israel?
A lot of my wife's family, like her parents live in Yerushalayim. So that was where we found this Baca, you know, situation. And then Beit Shemesh also, I have a family there, and then Ephrat also. And then I'm just like, the rest I've reached out to Anglo communities, and
right.
You know, some people are like, is your show going to be in Hebrew? I'm like, that's a whole different kind of comedy. If you want to
be
tried
to,
no, well, I've gotten the show going to be in Hebrew, and will there be separate seating? And I said, I didn't know that was that kadosh, my comedy.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty from, and
interesting.
Then, I said, I'm going to lose more people if I have separate seating but even like a place was like, hey, do you want to make a show for a separate seating show? And then they found out, they said, actually they can't even do it in that neighborhood. They're like, oh, we can't even have a mechitza show with separate seating.
Right.
And I'm like, that is another level of frum that I aspire to be, I guess.
I hear it. So yeah. Carmay Gott on December 19th. And yes, it is a very hot community, to say the least.
Yeah.
Beit Shemesh on December the 21st is sold out. That must have been a great feeling when the last ticket was sold.
Yeah. No, it's, and then there's like a few people that still want to get in. And I'm just like,
secondary market.
Well, I even bumped it up from 180 to 200. I opened a couple more. I asked them, I was like, can I pack this in? And they said 200, and they're speaking in Hebrew, and I'm trying to be like, Ani Paron, I don't know, but like, but yeah, no, I was thinking of doing a second show, but I feel like 10 o'clock in Beit Shemesh
right.
is like Teaneck at 7:30 here. Like there's a lot of chairs out and nobody will.
Don't forget the tables. He'll be in Modi'in. He'll be in Modi'in December the 22nd. He'll be in Chashmonaim as well on December the 22nd. Imagine that. You'll be busy that day.
That's tough because I got to do Modi'in and like really not schmooze after the show too much, which is a very hard thing for me. I'm the last person in shul at Kiddush. And like,
that's a 7:30 show.
7:30 is the doors. I would imagine the show is going to start 7:45, 8. And then I'm 9:15. I got to zip over and hope for no traffic and...
You'll be in the Dagon neighborhood of Ephrat on December the 23rd.
Yeah.
And as we said, on December the 24th, that's the Yerushalayim show beginning at 8 p.m. All of this at elicomedy.com/Israel. Elicomedy.com/Israel for Ellie Leibovitz and his big performances coming up in Israel. Where did you play most recently here? What was the most recent gig?
I did a 70th birthday in Long Beach last Tuesday.
How did it go?
went well.
But seriously?
But for 10 people, you know, 10 people at 4 o'clock. It was his 70th birthday.
That's the, 10. Thing. There could be 100 to, people at his 70th birthday.
Okay, and this is, you know, I know Modi says the line. He says, I'll go, you know, go anywhere with a mic.
Well, but I'd rather do it for 250 than for 10.
I hear you. I'm not going to be picky in terms of...
No, meaning just in terms of how I would feel about it, meaning somewhat, that the nerves would be rattling at 10.
Sometimes. I mean, these things can go either way. I do Sheva Brachos and, you know, corporate gigs and stuff like that. So Sheva Brachos, so it's like, yeah, it's a little bit more of a, like a yeshiva.
Do lines fall flat because it's a smaller crowd? Because sometimes that happens with a smaller crowd.
I think part of the unpredictability of it is that they're not there for comedy.
Right.
So for Sheva Brachos, they're there because their cousin got married.
Right.
And they're like, which side is this guy on? And then they have no idea. Somebody tried to get cued, introduces me as a rabbi. They're like, this is the worst of our Torah I've ever heard. So like, they can go either way. Sometimes they go very well. I mean, a lot of times they do go very well in terms of Sheva Brachos, but it's a mixed bag. Like the person that hired me for the 70th birthday, they heard me at a Sheva Brachos and they said, we were the table of laughers. And there was another table that forgot how to laugh.
Oh my
gosh. Like, thank God, you know, that's just how it works. It's, you know, word of mouth. I recently did Darkei Noam in Fairlawn. That was a really fun show. That was like right before Thanksgiving, but this one I'm just rapidly trying to promote this show.
Will there be a lot of Hanukkah humor, a lot of Israel USA humor? Like, where are you heading on this one? Do you know yet what the sets are going to sound like?
So I'm going to do some of the Israel stuff. I mean, again, I did this in 2019,
right.
Pesach 2019. I did Yerushalayim Beit Shemesh and Efrat, 4 shows, and I said, thank God in that time I've had a couple more kids and there was COVID. So, I mean, not thank God for that,
right.
but there's been a lot of material.
Right.
And there are a couple things I want to be, there are a couple jokes I'll say here that I won't say there that I think it's a little, like you said, the atmosphere
sensitive.
Is a little different if, you know, there are a couple things. But I did say like something like, you know, when the war started, I remember I had to get my son's passport renewed just coincidentally. And they said, you know, it'll take about 8 weeks. Do you want to get it expedited? And I'm like, thinking to myself, if I have to flee, and they're like, it's about $65 extra. I'm like, no, that's fine. We'll be okay. And like, you know, you rationalize it.
What can happen in 8 weeks?
Yeah, but I also, like here, a joke that probably would work here but not there is that, like, you know, all these communities, you know, in our J-Sketch Send It video of sending all these supplies to Israel. So, like, when the war first started, we were all, like,
right.
You know, sending all we could to Israel. And I said, it's really, the last year has affected us in so many ways. It's even affected our Amazon recommendations, you know. Amazon's now, like, based on your recent order of...
You want a lot of naps.
Yeah, Amazon's now like, based on your recent order of bulletproof vests, you know, tactical gloves and Paw Patrol pajamas, we wanted to ask, are you doing okay? But also, like, even I have a whole bit about kosher restaurants, which, like, in Israel, yeah,
right.
There's kosher restaurants, but, like, it's not like you can... Meaning that right. That's why they're Anglos.
You wouldn't be familiar with the difference.
Meaning
between.
They're Anglos. It's like, oh, what do you mean? A restaurant? Like, as if, like, non-kosher
right.
Restaurants are better serviced
ever
in
walked
Israel.
Walked into one, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so there's some nuances.
And Hanukkah doesn't work its way into any of this, or are you not sure yet?
I have a couple Hanukkah things, but I have a couple Hanukkah jokes, but I'm more thinking about, like, you know, the family and stuff
right.
Like that. Like, you know, I say that, like, because my daughter's tomorrow turning 11 months. So I said, my in-laws who are in Israel, they came in before the baby was born because I had a gig in Miami right before, like, I don't know, like a week before the due date of my wife or something. But, like, I knew that my wife is not really on time for most things, let alone having 3 kids. So I knew I was going to be okay, but just to play it safe, you know. And then just to play it safe, I had my in-laws there in case I missed the birth of my daughter.
Right.
But I said my in-laws lived with us for a month because, again, I needed more material. And I said, after living with my in-laws for a month, I realized a couple of things. I realized that my mother-in-law talks to my father-in-law in a way that can best be described as the way you talk to a Shabbos goy. She can't tell him to
directly.
Do anything directly. She has to do this passive-aggressive hinting situation where she'll be like, isn't it cold in here? You know, there's a stain on the floor. And just completely, yeah, so.
Bypass a direct communication.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I remember thinking that. She literally handed it, said it to me with she was holding the baby, and she said, the baby's diaper feels full. And I said, do you want me to change it? She said, no, I'm just telling you. And
I love it.
And it's great because all the husbands at this joke were like, oh my God, that's so my life. And my wife's like, and every woman's like, What do you mean? How else are you supposed to tell a man that he's being something. An idiot? how else do you not directly tell a man something?
Who knows? Maybe during candlelighting one of the nights, something will happen with your family and it'll work its way into your gig the next night. You never know. Something
well,
funny
my
happen.
Shows are before Hanukkah.
Before Hanukkah. Totally? No.
Yes. The 25th is the first.
Yeah. And that you're done by then?
I'm saying the 24th is the last show.
Right, so you're done by Hanukkah.
I'm not doing shows.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's also too hard because it's also too hard to make shows on Hanukkah. I could have done something on the
28th. People want to be with their family and all
I
that.
Don't know what the situation, because like here, I know that like Sunday night is Hanukkah party night for people, or Saturday night. So
and,
like,
and Saturday night is secondary Hanukkah party night. Right?
It was too unpredictable, meaning we were going to do maybe the Carmi Gat show on the 26th, and the Saturday night, but people, who knows? So listen, we have a Jay sketch coming out, hopefully, about Hanukkah. So
nice.
that's been already filmed in my house with a lot of tinfoil. So
and who? are we familiar with any of the other actors in that Jay sketch for Hanukkah? Do we know any of the names?
Yeah, no, I'm saying so. It was with Ami Kozak and Mikey wasn't available for this one, but Dovi,
so you have a great cast.
Yeah, for this, he's a guest star in this one. But yeah, we got some coming up, and the day I get back, I'm doing a January 1st is New Year's. I'm coming back from Israel, and I'm doing a show that night, a singles event, in Brooklyn
on the 1st itself, Wednesday night.
On the 1st itself, I'm gonna do a lot of sleep deprivation jokes.
The New Year's Eve, you're in the air.
New Year's Eve. Well, I think like that 1 a.m. Right. January 1st. So you know how you like to be at an airport for New Year's. You know?
Of course. Who wouldn't want it?
Happy 2025.
Especially in a foreign country.
Nothing better than the guy Burger Ranch.
Right.
Nothing like the person at Burger Ranch wishing you Shana Tova.
But you're in the one country where the new year is not even January 1st. So
not the one country, I bet, but.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's other countries have other New Year's. That's true. Good point.
but I don't think January 1st. I mean, since my year in Israel, though, I don't think I've ever been to Israel over Hanukkah.
Right.
Which I hear is very nice. Yeah, because
I've been there a lot, but Hanukkah for me is very rare, so I'm looking forward to it.
Last year's Jay sketch, we did the Hanukkah party with Elon Gold, where we had the boss trying to be like very nice to the Jews and being like, hey, I got you an electric menorah and you got whatever. And then you have the Frum guy being like, you know, that's puzzle. It doesn't really work. And like, because I think it's very, this year is also going to be really tricky because like it's literally Christmas and Hanukkah are the same thing.
Day, right.
And same day, yeah. So, like, people are going to be, usually it's like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, and a Happy Hanukkah to that one guy in the back. But now, after the last couple of years, we're at, you know, what we've been through, hey, we'll take a Happy Hanukkah in the back.
From anybody,
yeah.
Ellycomedy.com. If you're in Israel anytime from the 19th of December through the 24th, check it out in the Jerusalem show, which is the featured performance, happens on December the 24th. Go to ellycomedy.com for Ellie Leibowitz. And thank you so much for stopping by today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Happy Hanukkah to you.
Happy Hanukkah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll run into each other buying 15 shekel donuts somewhere.
I feel like, yeah.
You never know.
It's only 15 shekel?
20 shekel, whatever it is.
Wow.
I mean, it's quite a market, those donuts in Israel.
Somebody posted on Twitter, X, whatever, they said how much the Sufganiyot were here, and I said the war on Hanukkah is very real. Like, you know, this is...
Both in terms of gaining weight and in terms of paying crazy prices.
It's crazy how this, like, Sufganiyot, like, you know, I'm waiting for Sufganiyot charcuterie boards. You know, this is insane.
Oh, I'm sure those exist already.
Probably.
They've got to be.
Yeah, right, because everybody has to put meat inside a donut.
Have you seen these pastrami challahs people are making?
Pastrami challahs?
You haven't seen this?
Wow.
You can't imagine what's going on.
It's a little bit like, I've said before, can you imagine if kashrus saves us from stuff? Like, can you imagine if God was like, imagine if these people could eat anything?
right, good point. But by the way, I'm just thinking years ago they came out with brisket babka. Years ago, that was.
Wow, yeah.
So it's outrageous what's happening out there. And I'm sure there's meat donuts in Israel. There's got to be.
No, there has to be.
If not,
sure.
I'll be so disappointed.
But like, it's interesting because I always thought the parv donuts are always the lesser quality donut. Like, it was always like the kid putting on tefillin was always Dunkin' Donuts, and then there was like the one kid who kept Chav Yisrael, and there was like the junky parv donuts in the back. And they're like, I'm so sorry, but Moshe Feinstein said this is okay.
I love it. Ellie, good luck.
Thank you.
Nesia tova.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Happy Hanukkah.
Same to you. And maybe you. We'll see you on the same.
I'm looking forward to bumping into you and sharing one of those 20 shekel donuts.
One of those things you're buying gum at the airport.
Yeah, exactly. Desperate to bring something back for somebody. I'll be scouring the airport.
Yeah. My brother still is like, hey, I have a piano if anyone needs me to take it. And like, just the amount of things. No, but the last thing I'll say is the LL questions that they say. I love how right. They still ask you. They say, did anyone ask you to bring anything? You're like, only every person I've ever met in my entire life.
Are you bringing Amazon orders for anybody? Are you exempt from that?
Remember those in-laws
Amazon? Stuff's been coming over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's how I know. Yeah.
That's how you know you're traveling.
Yeah, no, you're a courier. Yeah.
If you turn around, you'll see what I'm taking.
It's like Mitch Hedberg had a joke. He says, I love the UPS guy, FedEx guy, because he's a drug dealer, doesn't even know it. But this is like I'm a courier that is just like, hey, you're bringing all this stuff. And well, that's why the funniest is like, hey, is all this for you? And we were all sending supplies to Israel. It's like, yeah, 400 bottles of Gold Bond are for me. No. It's for soldiers. Somewhere, yeah,
I love it. Nesia tova.
Thank you. Same to you,
and happy, thank you, and happy Hanukkah. Ellie Leibowitz, go to elliecomedy.com. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.